Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tailored for Success with your Take It to the Top Win at Work coach, Sharice Taylor. We have embarked upon a new year now. We are in Next Level 2019 at the time of this broadcast, and I am telling you, I could not be more excited to take the leap into this new year. 2018 was great. It had some hiccups. It had some hiccups, as every year will have, but it was a blessed year. And how do I know it was a blessed year for me, for you? Because we are here to talk about it. So no matter what happened, no matter what we were brought to, we know that we were brought through it, right? Or we're being brought through it. As we speak, as you listen here, we know that we are being brought through whatever challenges or difficulties that we may have faced in 2018. So thank God for that. Today, what I want to talk about is being able to separate your interest from your calling, your interest from your calling. You know, there's so many different things that we can put our hands to do, so many ways that we can invest our time, both personally and professionally. And today we're talking more so about professional interest versus professional calling. And, you know, this happens to all of us. We're like, well, I'm good at so many things. Have you heard someone call into a podcast show, or they ask the question at a live conference or meeting? We know, how do you decide what to do for a business when you're good at so many different things? I know that I have heard people ask this question many a time. And, you know, we can be gifted, talented, have the skill and the ability to do a lot of different things and perhaps do those many different things quite well. But what we have to pause and think about is, what is our calling? What is our calling? What are we best called and equipped to do? And so let me clarify what your calling is. Your calling is that thing that has really been threaded throughout your life, your whole life, but you may not have caught it. You may not have paid attention to it, but it's almost been chasing you down. I feel that our callings chase us down, but a lot of times we get preoccupied or we get sidetracked doing the do, as I call it. doing what, you know, pays the bills. And we've all done that. You may be in that situation now. You have a job, you've established a career in something that you have learned how to do quite well, okay, but you really don't have the calling for it. You don't really have the passion for it. You know, we'll talk more about that in the Tailored for Success podcast this year, how to identify your passions, how to pursue your passions. We're going to get into that. That is a topic that I really want us to dig into and excavate and explore here in 2019. But you have a lot of interest. You have things that, oh, I'm interested in that. Or, you know, sometimes it's just like, I'm not that interested in it, but I can do it. I'm able to do that, and I can get a job doing that, and it'll pay the bills, and I'll be able to provide for my family. And I get that. I totally get that. But I want you to pay attention this year to your passions. And I want you to think about your purpose as well. Your purpose and your calling are really partnered very tightly together. But I believe I believe as a career professional and an entrepreneur that God calls us to do certain things. And I also believe this. I believe that sometimes our calling is manifested through the type of business that we own and the type of service or products that we offer, that we sell. And sometimes it is something, it's a place that we can open up and cultivate through a side business or through serving in our community. Your calling may not always be the thing that you do 40 hours a week. Huh. Let that marinate on your mind for a moment, okay? Your calling may not be something that you do 40 hours a week in this season, if ever. It may not be. However, I think that with careful exploration and careful planning, oftentimes it can become your passion work. It can become your life's work in some circumstances. So understand that we all have interest. We all have things that we are interested in doing or that we can do or that we find intriguing or fascinating, but it may not be your calling, your life's work, your purpose work, your passion work. So I want you to give that some thought as we are embarking upon this new year, because we really become, I think so many of us become detached from our calling, become detached from our passions, the things that really, really, really rev us up and get us ignited and excited. You know, those are those activities and those things that often become our hobbies sometimes. And sometimes that's how it shows up in our life. It shows up as a hobby. It doesn't show up as your full-time work or your business. And that's okay. That's okay. Preferably, again, your calling is the work that you're doing, you're able to do, and support your family and build a career. But sometimes it's not. Sometimes it has to be threaded into our lives in different ways. But the important thing is to identify what your calling is. So for me, for instance, the work that I do now full-time as a trainer, I enjoy that work a great deal. And lucky for me, I love people. What I do full-time blends in with what I do as an entrepreneur. I am one of those dual-duty career professionals that works full-time and also runs a business. And the two are great partners. The two are great, great partners right now. So I'm very fortunate in that respect. So they both kind of fuel each other, actually, you know, because I do speaking and coaching and training for Tailored For You Enterprises, and I do training primarily and development of different training for my full-time job. So it's a great partnership. So I get to be fueled, you know, on both sides with my full-time work and also with my business. And so, you know, whether or not you're fortunate enough to have that kind of harmony, if you're like me, you're a dual career professional or not, find a way to thread your calling, but pay attention. So for me, looking back as far as coaching and speaking, I can go back to the fifth grade where I was, you know, encouraging people and listening to people's problems in the fifth grade. Now, I don't know how deep problems were in the fifth grade, but nonetheless, it got me tagged with the nickname Grandma from the time I was 10 to the time I was 18. So I would listen. I would comfort. I would encourage and do a lot of the things that I'm doing now. I can go back to 10th grade. I remember having to do a demonstration type of speech in my advanced English class and just loving, you know, putting the steps together and facilitating the information out to a group, which is why I enjoy coaching. It's why I enjoy training in the workplace so much. Now, and that's what I'm talking about, our calling, the thing that we are called to do, the area that we are called to serve, this global community essentially is in our lives, but we do not often pay attention. We're too busy to pay attention to our lives. So I want you to think about what you believe your calling to be. What ignites you? What excites you? What has shown up time and time again in your life, and how you can start to thread that into your life, either personally and or professionally. Until next time, this is your Win at Work. Take it to the top, Coach Sharice Taylor. I invite you to join me on the website at www.iamtailoredforyou.com. Join our monthly book club. Our Success Book Club launches this month. We're reading Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. So join us. Go to the Facebook page and join the discussion there. Until next time, remember this, the best to come.